In the studio, we have our first guest for today.
And he was late.
No, but I'm not going to live it down.
But no, he was.
Actually, he wasn't. He got it just in time. He was just late because he wasn't 5 minutes early. But we've got Taryn Park here, who's the director of Barn and the Circus Musical, which will be starting soon at the Comedy Theatre. Welcome to the show, Taryn.
Thank you. Nice to be here. And I was only late because there's a protest happening, which, you know, they're allowed to protest, I guess.
Now, you're catching a tram, so this is quite a funny story. Yes. Where were you coming from?
So one of the things I do, aside from directing musicals, is I'm the head of music theatre at VCA, which is just down the road. So yep. I thought, well, I'll grab a tram. And I waited for about 10 minutes for a tram, got on the tram, and it took me one stop to the Arts Centre. And they said, this is the last stop today because there's a protest. So then I had to race up across the bridge and get here. I thought I'd be quite breathless, but yeah, I just made it.
Brilliant. Now, talking about that, we always like to start off with who you are. Mm-hmm. So give us your journey to this moment.
Yeah, well, look, I was, I guess I still am. Do you ever stop being an actor? I was an actor for 20 years. I went to Whopper, did all of that music theatre thing.
All these Perth people.
Yeah.
I didn't go to Whopper, just in case you're looking this way. I'm from Perth, but I didn't go to Whopper.
That was a great place to study. Obviously, now I'm the head of music theatre at VCA. I think the best place to study is VCA. But it was wonderful, and so I did lots of shows and all of that. And then about 6 or 7 years ago, maybe, I directed the first thing that I was going to do here, which was down here, which was Assassins. And that sort of came out of accident. I was supposed to be in it and I ended up directing it.
Why? Because they didn't think you were a good enough actor, so they thought
to be honest, we were looking around at different directors and I was talking with the producer and I said, I think, you know, I don't know if that person's right because it needs to be like this. And I started to talk about how it should be and she kind of went, do you think you should be directing this? And then the next thing you know, I was like, actually, that sounds more fun. So that's what I've been doing mostly and having a very nice time juggling, doing all those, you know, shows with wonderful people. The last thing that I directed was Caroline O'Connor's one-woman show in Sydney, which was wonderful.
And brilliant.
At the end of this year, I will direct her again and Teddy Tahu Rhodes, Emma Matthews.
Oh, look at him.
name drops everywhere.
Oh,
this big
gosh.
Concert. It's going to be wonderful. And David Hobson. Well,
so where's that?
That's a show called From Broadway to La Scala. That'll be at the Arts Centre.
Wow.
That'll be the third time we've done it.
Yeah.
Sort of every 2 years, like one keeps coming back, which is wonderful. So, and in the middle of it all, I've managed to fit in Barnum, the circus musical.
Now, but tell us what you do up the road.
Yeah,
and then you were there before you came here.
So I am the head of music theatre at Victorian College of the Arts, which is quite amazing to me. I've only been in Melbourne for 2 years. I came down here 2 years ago on 4 hours a week at VCA, and I thought, I just want to try it out. And by the end of the first week, I had 21 hours.
And it sounds like you talk your way into everything.
I think I was born under a lucky star. This is not, someone said to me, is, you know, running the music theatre program at VCA, is that your dream job? And I said, well, it's the dream job I never dreamed of. I never really saw it coming, but it's wonderful. I've got 60 incredible students that are all coming into the industry and I get to train them to be the kind of performers that I want to see in my rehearsal room and my audition room. And it's wonderful. I mean, and even, you know, linking it to Barnum, we've been doing some occasional rehearsals there and the students have been really involved in that and they're excited about it. And it's a kind of great way for my two worlds to cross.
Mm. But how can you juggle that? As in, you know, like the day job and then directing.
Yeah, it's pretty tricky. I mean,
that why they're often later in the day, the Barnum?
That's right. At the moment, I'm working 8 till 3 VCA and then 3:30 to 11 Barnum.
What?
I know, it's madness. But we also had to have late rehearsals because we are, the nature of doing Barnum is there's so much circus skills that we're rehearsing at NICA, the National Institute of Arts.
Yep.
And because we needed all of their equipment, that had to be outside of their teaching hours. It all fit in.
Right.
And I think I've always had a juggle of all the things I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, there's just lots of things that you want to do in this in this kind of field. So that's how it's always looked and I'm pretty happy. Every now and again I go, it's a big day and I go, just remember that this is what 9-year-old Tyrone wanted it to look like. You know?
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Who's starring in this production?
Oh, it's not too shabby. We have, of course, Todd McKinney as Barnum.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't really move on and just like leave that one, can I?
No.
Look, it's kind of, he is essential and he was the one that if he hadn't had said yes, I'm not sure we could have done the production, really. Last time, the only other time it's happened in Australia in a big production was Reg Livermore did it in the in 1980.
Right, of course.
82, I think it was. So to find someone who has all the skills that you need to play that role and to be the showman and to be able to talk to the audience, and as we were talking about before, Todd's had to learn circus skills, so he's had to learn the tightrope, he's had
and
to
he's been doing it for
walking.
Months, hasn't he?
Months. He has to. The training is huge. He is training like an athlete. Mm. Aside from singing, acting, dancing, and none of the other Barnums were really dancers, and so I've sort of put that in quite. Well, if you've got Tom McKenna, let's have him. You know, let's have him do all of that as well. And circus skills. He's really earning his money on this one, and yep. he's going to be wonderful.
Oh, of course, but you know he's going to be, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, like there's no question of it, and that's why it's going to be easy selling tickets, because you know, like, he's so highly respected in this country.
He is, and I think the thing about this particular role is that one of the things that Todd does better than anyone is he can just talk to an audience. Mm. And because Barnum is set inside a circus, there's no kind of fourth wall. There's nothing between the audience and him. So he can actually talk to the audience. And dare I say it, the writer has given him permission to ad-lib on occasion if he wants.
Oh,
so it could be a long show.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. What time are you finishing each night?
I'll be checking those show reports and going, what time did the curtain come down tonight? But because he's so comfortable doing that, each night is going to be its own night with Todd responding to the audience.
Excellent.
And really, that's what made him so famous from Boy from Oz.
Yep.
You know, yes, he was wonderful singing and acting and dancing it, but his ability to be able to talk to the audience the way they did in that show is kind of similar to Barnum.
Yep. Who else is in the show?
Oh, look, the list is pretty wonderful. When we got Todd, I knew that I got all my first choices, which is what you always hope for. Rachel Beck is playing his wife.
Brilliant.
And having seen him and Rachel work together in Singing in the Rain and Cabaret, I knew that she was just exactly right for that role. So I was very thrilled when she's been in all the musicals. So that's wonderful. And then we needed a wonderful kind of classical soprano person who could also sing and dance and do all of that. And I was reminded of Susie Mathers, who had been, when Wicked first opened here years ago, she was the understudy to Glinda.
Ah.
She took over, and not only did she take over, but Stephen Schwartz, who wrote Wicked, went, you are like the best in the world, took her to London.
Wow.
She opened on the West End for the 10th anniversary production, and she's been there in London. I actually Facebooked her and said, I don't suppose you'll come home for a little while. and she said yes, which is just fantastic. And Kirby Burgess, who was last seen as, you know, she was the lead in Dirty Dancing. I've directed her a few times. She is playing the role that is usually played by a man. In fact, she's playing every male role in the show except for Barnum.
Wow.
Which is the ringmaster in this production.
Yeah.
But that's entirely new. That's our take on this.
Okay.
And it's wonderful. She's kind of this Marlene Dietrich kind of personification of the circus that Todd's obsessed with. So that's really fun.
And Todd?
So Todd, the whole story is that he really is pulled towards the circus and away from his wife. And we thought it would be quite fun to physicalise that.
Yep.
And Kirby has circus skills. So she was in the circus at one point. So she's literally throwing her body off towers into people and it's just my face in rehearsals is constantly just going, oh, but like can barely look to make sure I've still got all the actors that I need to have. But it's wonderful, and it's working really well, this concept that all the sort of men of history in this piece are all a bit stuffy. And I thought, what if it was a clown that was performing them? And so Kirby's doing that, which is wonderful.
Yep.
And Akina Edmonds, who was last seen in Beautiful, is playing Joyce Heth. And then a whole bunch of people who are circus people and music theatre people. There was a young guy who I found at Whopper last year when I directed there who I kind of pulled across. His name's Josh Reckless, and it's his first show. So it's a mix of people who've been around the traps for a long time and brand new people, and it's very exciting.
And it would be interesting for the circus people to be part of a musical.
Completely. I got them all tickets to Muriel's Wedding the other night.
Right.
Because I wanted them to just go and watch a musical, you know. And go. So this is kind of what it looks like. And it is. And it's actually really interesting. There's sort of two different cultures that are in the room at the same time, and we work differently, and we're having to work out how we do that.
Mm.
Because I don't want to delineate, then the circus people do this, then the music theatre people are learning a whole bunch of you know, skills and tricks, and we're trying to incorporate that across, and it's really, really fun.
Great.
And you've also got a very exciting creative team working with you
too?
As well.
Yeah. Look, you know, yeah, you kind of have to. It's a big show with many, many elements. And we've got, you know, Stephen, essentially it's the same team. I did Follies here a couple of years ago with Lisa McCune and Philip Quast and Bert and Patty Newton and Deborah Byrne and all these amazing, Nancy Hayes, amazing people. And it's the same choreographer, Kelly Akers, who did such a brilliant job. I just want to have her and Stephen Gray. And Stephen just finished Priscilla. Then we've got a circus director, a magician director. There's a lot of people on this show, and it's really exciting.
Brilliant. And who's producing it?
It's Adrian Story. So he has produced, he's done a whole bunch of stuff from Jersey Boys right through to, you know, the My Fair Lady that was on recently, Julie Andrews, the My Fair Lady. And it's one of his first kind of outings by himself.
Oh, okay.
We did Follies at the recital hall 2 years ago, I think. And we've just been trying to find, Adrian's been trying to find the follow-up to that. That was such a success. And, I mean, I just said half the people who were in that show. It was just a who's who. Lisa McCune and David Hobson and just all these amazing people. And it got such good reviews, and it was so well received that we were like, what is the next thing? And trying to find a show, and obviously we love musicals, a show that was available. That also, the interesting thing about Barnum is that I'll be honest, it's a little bit dated. And so we wanted to do something with it that would bring it into 2019. And the man himself, Barnum, is of dubious moral character. And we wanted that in the show. That was never in the show before.
Oh, okay.
And so the guy who wrote the show, Mark, actually directed Todd McKenney in 42nd Street, Todd's first big gig. So wow. they were good mates. And yep. So then we suddenly, it all started to fit into place. We were allowed to do something new with it, and it became the one that we went, look, we're moving ahead with it. And here we are, 2 weeks into rehearsals.
Comedy theatre, which is looking gorgeous.
Isn't it?
And so much more comfortable than it used
seats?
To be.
I know. It's great. They've done a refurbishment. It's so lovely. It's great.
And when does it open?
Don't ask me. Oh. That's the thing that I go, I don't want to know.
Well,
I know
that
27th of April.
27th. Thank you.
There you go.
Now I know. Well, I think we preview on the 27th of April, so we sort of start then. We have a few previews, and then we have the official opening night. But it's a very limited season, and people keep saying to me, "Is it coming to Sydney? Is it?" It is limited. It's like 5 weeks in Melbourne, and that's it. Todd goes off to do Channel 7 stuff. Rachel goes off to a musical. I go back to VCA.
And is it worth it just for 5 weeks?
It's always worth it.
Okay.
It's just the most fantastic thing to create a show and to be given an Australian creative team to be able to do that. It's really rare that you're given that opportunity, and to work on such a scale and with all Australian creatives and cast, and to be inventing it in the room and to be given permission from the writers to do that. It's a joy.
Brilliant. And what's it called?
It's called Barnum the Musical.
Oh, I thought the circus was thrown in there as well.
Well, they call it Barnum the Circus Musical, which is our little tag. Yeah, it's our little tag.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in. Are you going back to work now?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
always.
Crazy.
Always.
You're crazy. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Tyron. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.